100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. I assume we're all alive right now, so we should probably do that weekly challenge thing. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was a pick two. Ecology. Rash, aberration, plinth, mnemonic, and rot. We got a bunch of stories in this week, so I should just go ahead and play them. And I'll be back after, so let's go ahead.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called An Audience of One, Magic in the Time of Corona. Since you asked, I've been doing a deep dive into aberration mnemonics, characteristic that deviates from normal type using elaborate encoding, revealing cues and imagery, as specific tools to encode any information in a way that allows for efficient storage and retrieval. I'm working on peg words to build a magic card stack. So far, I have 52 pairs that mark position within a deck of cards. Simon Arneson, the late Chicago card master, came up with this stack. Among magicians, this is a Jedi-level undertaking. If done deftly, one can do the impossible. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars Trilogy, soon to be Quadrilogy, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 732 with a pick two challenge. So here's my story.
"Rub Marissa out," Bilbert exclaimed. "That's a little rash, isn't it? Besides, I thought the Alberghettis were the ones in the mob. Where did you get that idea?"
Linoleum Amanda didn't hesitate.
"It's only reasonable they receive justice equal to the near catastrophe they wrought."
Bilbert laughed.
"There's an aberration in your thinking. If they nearly caused a catastrophe, they should nearly be rubbed out. How do you suggest we do that?"
"I don't know. Maybe shoot at them but miss?" Linoleum Amanda suggested.
"How about if we consider it for a moment, then decide it's not only illegal, it's insane?"
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I have been called many things. A criminal, inhuman and evil, an aberration. But I'm not any of those things. Dig deep enough into any person's psyche, you will find they're just the same as me. The only real difference is that I choose not to hold that aspect of my character in check. I remember one day in art class as a child. My teacher said, true greatness could only be found in unfettered self-expression. I took her words to heart. And now, as I look upon the destruction and pain I have wrought, I see an artist.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie here, and here's my story. Lessons in ecology, no one would dare. He knew far more than all of them put together. He had spent decades studying the subject. He was the expert, and he was damn proud of that, too. He had lectured all over the world. He had written so many books that he had forgotten most of them. These books had been translated to languages from all over the world. So, when that rash started, he blamed it on the new exotic plant, a gift from a colleague. He was certainly not an expert on psychology. He didn't count on something as simple as jealousy. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Tora Brazino here with a story on the words rot and plinth. I conceived a magnificent sculpture in wrought iron, a maze of twisted and interwoven members, feather-light in appearance, massive in substance. The base was to be of architectural granite. I searched all over Europe for a quarry that could provide stone of the quality I demanded, and travelled to the likeliest candidates to inspect their workings. Eventually, I made my choice, and drew out on the rock face a block to be cut for me and shipped. But then lockdown happened, and no one knows when they'll start work again. I can only hope that one day my plinth will come.
Good morning, Richard here. This is my pick two story. I've picked rash and ecology. It's called anaphylaxis. Howard scratched irritably at the rash. What had started as a small patch was spreading and now covered the better part of his body. The skin was raw and red, and the more he scratched, the worse it got. He felt his tongue swelling and knew that he needed to get help. Unfortunately, here, in the middle of the forest, he knew that help was too far away to be of any use. With horror, he felt his airway constricting. He wasn't going to make it. His last memory, his mother's words. Ecology. Now, that's a nice, safe hobby. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It started with a rash. Janet rubbed aloe vera on it, but it didn't go away. It got worse. When she tried to make an appointment with her doctor, there was no answer. There was an app for remote doctor consultations, and she loaded it and signed up. And she waved the camera over the rash and sent still pictures, too. The result? Go to a clinic, said the doctor, and her credit card was charged. The clinic was closed, so she went to the emergency room. She sat in the waiting room for hours and caught coronavirus and died.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topics, well, it was a pick two. Go to the show notes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you'll see the topics, text of the stories, links, all sorts of useful things. The topic for next week, which is also up at the site, but I'll just ruin the surprise here, is chemistry. So get your writing on, and I will see y'all, well, tomorrow, because there's a story every day, and then next week, weekly challenge, and so on. Thank you all for being a part of this, staying safe, all the people who are making all this possible. Well, it's scary times. Thank you all again, and as always, keep it brief.